This message is a little off topic, but it's something that I think that many need to hear, and hopefully it will help you better understand where you are in your spiritual walk. So I titled this sports analogy will be eye-opening. If you're into basketball, you probably have heard of Allen Iverson, who played for the Philadelphia 76ers. If you go to YouTube, you can watch his legendary rant on practice, why he missed it, and how crazy it was for the media to make a big deal over him missing practice. As he said, "It's not a game, it's just practice." Well, in all my years of playing baseball and going through practice, scrimmages, exhibition, and actual games, I never knew that this simple breakdown of each I'm about to write about may actually help you get through the tough times ahead. So when you think of practice when it comes to sports, think of that like going to church on a Sunday. In sports, having practice is vital. Practice helps you achieve muscle memory, and through repetition, helps you get ready and familiar for when you experience a live game time situation. Well, in this situation and scenario, going to practice is like going to church on Sunday. The reason practice is important is because practice builds up your focus and awareness for game time conditions. This is exactly what going to church on Sunday should also do for your spirit. Build up your spirit so that when trouble in your life comes your way, you're better equipped to handle them. Now, let's look at scrimmages or practice games, which is a little above practice. I would consider that similar to going to Bible study or studying the Bible outside of the one day a week. So a scrimmage game is usually a simulated game among your teammates or another team so that you can take what you've been learning in practice and executing it in a game-like conditions so they can see what modifications you need to make in your game or what area of your game needs more attention. Bible study is very similar. When a person goes to Bible study, they are usually going over the message they heard that prior Sunday, asking questions, and now implementing it into their daily life or routine. Now, let's take it up another level. Exhibition games, which is like real-life crisis in your life. The only difference between an exhibition game and an actual game is that everything that happens in an actual game counts. In an exhibition game, if you hit 4 home runs, yes, you had an awesome game, and yes, you were able to take what you've been learning and execute, which is amazing. But when the game is over, all the stats are wiped off the board. Now, you should be ready for a real game where everything is being done at full speed also, but this time everything counts. COVID-19 is a great example of an exhibition game. For those that say they trust God, they have faith in God, got this, got that, COVID-19 is your exhibition game. How did you do? If you're panicking or wondering what is going on, where is God, I don't know what to do, etc., then you know you need to spend more time on the practice field and competing in more scrimmages. Guess what? It's okay though. If this is the case, it's better to know through an exhibition game what area of your life still needs work, because when you are placed in an actual game time situation, you want to be ready as possible. COVID-19 is the exhibition game everyone participated, regardless if you wanted to or not. The question now becomes, how did you do? Now is the time to ask yourself that question, and if you're not happy with the results, then get more practice in and work on the areas of your life, your spiritual life, that need work. If you need a mentor to help, then get one. We should all have a mentor to help us in life. Life that we know of prior to January 2020, and especially prior to September 11, 2001, is over. Personally, I don't think we will ever see that way of life ever again. But that doesn't mean that life going forward for a season can't be better than expected. God is performing a shift, and during this shift, we will see God perform in ways we probably never expected. We will also see events that could be terrifying. So it's very important to work on your spiritual game so you are ready for the days ahead.